We're talking about healthcare, ER overcrowding, lengthy wait times for surgery, filthy conditions. Can the private sector do a better job of running our hospitals? Health economist Frederick Roeder thinks so. And you might too, by the time he's done explaining the success of for-profit hospitals in Germany. He's here now to talk about the latest study from the Montreal Economic Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Frederick, whenever this idea of privatization comes up, the reaction here is fear and panic. There's this perception that a private system will mean that only people who are very rich will be able to afford health care. Is that the case right now in Germany?
No. The German and Canadian health systems are pretty similar when it comes to funding. Both systems, Canada and Germany, have a universal health system. That means that every citizen is covered with health insurance.
Okay, and right.
The difference between Germany and Canada is that Germany allows a diverse hospital landscape. So next to public hospitals, there are also private, for-profit, and charitable hospitals in Germany. Our economic note shows that the German diverse hospital landscape offers better quality for less money.
Okay, so what this means is that if you're a patient, it doesn't matter if you have money or you don't, you're going to get, the government is going to pay for the healthcare. They're going to pay via the public hospital, or they're going to pay the private hospital for the work they do. Is that
the
way it works?
In Germany, patients are free to choose to what hospital they want to go. There are 2,000 hospitals in Germany, and each patient can choose to which hospital he wants to go. Either it's private or public. The hospitals get, both private and public hospitals, get the same amount of reimbursement from the German government.
So there's competition among the hospitals for the patients?
There's competition among the patients, because in Canada, you have each hospital has a global budget. In Germany, hospitals get money for each patient. So the money follows the patient. This leads to a competition on the patients, about the patients, and if you have to convince your patients with quality and good services.
514-790-0991, Star Talk, text your comment to 514-800. Chris, I might need smelling salts because I might pass out. They're actually, the hospitals are thinking of providing quality for the patients, because otherwise they won't make as much money from the government. Is that what you're saying? Unless the quality is good, the patient will go to another hospital.
That's right. So our analysis shows that actually private hospitals have 10% less quality problems than public hospitals.
All right. Now, you said the money follows the patient. It seems to me that what happens is when a patient arrives at a hospital in Germany, whether it's a public one or a private one, the hospital is happy to see the patient, because if they do a good job with the patient, they're going to make money.
Right.
Where over here, many of the hospitals, they're not happy to see the patients, because without the patients, the system here works very well. It's only when the sick people show up at the hospital that we have a problem.
That's absolutely right. So with this principle of the money follows the patient, you also don't have waiting lines. In Germany, this whole discussion on waiting lines does not exist. Whereas when I talk to Canadians, I always hear complaining.
What do you mean the waiting line does not exist? If I go to a hospital emergency room in Germany, how long would I be waiting there?
If you have a severe problem, you will be treated immediately.
And if it's not a severe problem?
You might have to wait for 30 minutes.
Wait for what?
30 minutes.
For a non-severe problem at the emergency room?
Yes.
And who's going to see you?
A doctor.
A doctor's going to see you?
Yes.
In 30 minutes for a non-serious problem?
It's in the incentive of the hospital to treat you, because if you have to wait for 2 hours there, you could just go to the neighboring hospital and they would treat you after 10 minutes. So there is a competition of treating the patients immediately, because otherwise patients go to other hospitals.
How long are you in town for? How long are you in Montreal for, visiting from Germany?
2 days.
You're 2 days. There are people who've waited in our emergency rooms longer than you're in town. You know that? There are people who've waited, and they wait in the hallway. What about that? Is there a lot of that, people waiting in the emergency room hallway in Germany, like for not too long, just like a day and a half?
No, that's unbelievable.
That doesn't happen?
No.
Okay. 514-790-0991, Star Talk. Text your comment to 514-800. If you have any questions, give us a call. Lewis is on the line. He's not on the line. He sent us a text message afterwards, actually. He says, that sounds absolutely brilliant. That would make so much sense here, so much better than our backward system. So, tell me about somebody in Germany who has no money. They're on welfare. They're a single mother on welfare, and she has a serious issue, serious problem. Does she have difficulty having access to healthcare?
No, it's a universal health system. This single mother on welfare can go to a private hospital and be treated by doctors from the private sector, and the government pays for it.
How come you don't have a shortage of doctors and nurses in Germany?
Well, it's a good business to be in. Why there should be a shortage?
Well, we have a shortage because it's not that good a business to be in. Just before you got here, we're talking about doctors being bribed in order to see a patient.
Germany has 40%, like the doctor per capita ratio in Germany is 40% higher than in Canada.
You have more 40%
more
doctors,
per capita.
And how much does a doctor make? Is it a very well-paying profession?
It's one of the best professions, yeah.
In terms of the highest paid?
Yeah.
And it's
a secure job.
Okay, it's a secure job here, too. What about the level of taxation in Germany? Income tax.
The average income tax?
Yes.
Is it
higher than our income tax?
I don't know about the Canadian income tax level.
Oh, okay. 514-790-0991, Star Talk. Text your comment to 514-800 if you have any questions. These two systems, it's interesting that whenever we discuss healthcare, people think that we have here, it's healthcare, it's universal, and it's available for everybody. Of course, it's not available when you want. And the second you talk about privatization or private healthcare, people think about the United States and the accesses of the United States. In Germany, and I think this is very important to outline, is that even though there's a private hospital, private for-profit hospital in a German city, it's the money, the checks they're getting are checks from the government.
That's right. Yeah, it's private provision of healthcare in a public system. So you have universal healthcare with competitive provision of healthcare, which and this competition in the system leads to no waiting times and higher quality.
And here's another question. It says, do hospitals get more money the sicker the patient is? Is there an incentive to keep the patient sick?
There is no incentive to keep the patient sick, since there are flat sums of reimbursement hospitals get for each indication.
For each condition?
For each medical condition, yeah.
Right.
So you get a flat sum, and if you keep the patient in your hospital, you don't make more money with that.
Oh, I see. So it's in your interest to cure the patient as soon as possible, because you're going to get the full amount of money, right, as long as the patient is healthy.
Right, but you
it
have
depends
to,
on the procedure.
You have to release the patient healthy, because if the patient has problems because you release him too early, you have to take the patient back to your hospital and you won't get any additional money. So it's a very sophisticated reimbursement system. It's the so-called diagnosis-related groups, which leads to very high quality and very good.
So it's really, that's fascinating. So it's really in their interest to make you healthy as quickly as possible, because they're responsible for taking care of you afterwards if it didn't work out.
Right.
But what about the patient? If the patient says, I didn't like this hospital, I want to go to another hospital.
After some time?
Or? Yeah, yeah.
That is possible. Then the two hospitals have to split the amount of reimbursement.
514-790-0991, Star Talk. Text your comment to 514-800. I'm sure people are absolutely stunned by what they're hearing. We're getting all kinds of fascinating text messages coming in. We'll find out how the system works, and I'm going to ask, well, there's one question I'd like to ask you, but I don't think, Frederick, you'll be able to answer it. It's why isn't our government doing the same thing. Why isn't our government trying to do this? Seems to be quite effective, and the patients seem quite happy with it. If you have any questions, if you've heard about it, how does it sound to you? Does that this kind of system make sense to you? What do you think? It's a system that works. It works for the patient. And if you're thinking it is handled, think about this for a second. The population, the over 65 population in this country is 14%. In Germany, it's 20%. It's higher. It's an older population. Older people need more health care. Who spends more money per share of GDP? We spend about the same. We spend about 12%, the two countries, and one has, obviously, from what we're hearing so far, much more efficient system. We're chatting with health economist Frederick Roeder about the latest study from the Montreal Economic Institute. If you have any questions, 514-790-0991. Jim on the line from St. Eustache. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. You know, we spend millions sending our politicians all over the world to study different systems, et cetera, et cetera. And hopefully the Minister of Health for Quebec is listening to your show, Tommy. I guess it would be safe to ask Frederick, are there any problems with the system worth mentioning? Is there anything?
What are the problems with the German system? What are the issues or the problems?
So, when talking, Victor, the problems are really minor compared to other countries such as Canada.
Okay, here's a lot of text questions coming in. Is it a logic rule? Europe and North America take note. Someone else saying, hey, Tom, it's called being efficient. That's if you want a short willing to do surgeries between 4:30 and midnight, that would shrink those waiting lists. Those operating rooms are just being government bureaucrats and administrators. Doctors and nurses are frustrated by Mr. Bolduc telling them what to do. 514-790-0991. Start talk. Text your comments to 514-800. Let's go next to Horst, calling us from Dorval. Good morning.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
We made holiday in the whole month in October last year, okay?
Yes, where were you on holiday?
Pardon me?
Where were you on holiday?
Oh, no, in north of Hamburg.
Yes.
Just a little bit north of Hamburg. Of course, we went to meet some trips and to the Baltic Sea near Kiel, etc., the town is capital. And my wife fell entering a store. She was right out, fainted, etc. And we called the ambulance. About 15 minutes. This is a small town. It's right on the Baltic Sea, okay? Now, and the ambulance came 10 minutes after. A doctor came, and they worked on her. They gave her injections and IV or whatever you call it. And she had a catheter fracture of the humerus. And then she was...
How long did it take for them to fix the problem?
Well, she was, we couldn't operate the same day because we just came from dinner or lunch, but she was operated the next day, and she was in hospital 7 days, and I just tell you, it's...
And you didn't have to pay for it?
Well, we had the Blue Cross, okay?
Okay, so it was your Blue Cross, because you're visiting, that paid for it. Okay, thank you very much. 514-790-0991. Another text message saying, hey, Tommy, Mr. Bolduc and his staff should listen to CJD and get a feel of how the people, taxpayers, really feel. At least walk away with a few good ideas on how to solve this massive spending issue. That's coming from Tom. Let me ask our guest, Frederick, what kind of bureaucracy oversees the system? What level of bureaucracy do you have in Germany?
So, there's a quality auditing agency, which is actually a private agency. All hospitals in Germany are obliged to publish annual quality reports where they list what kind of how many malpractice cases they had, how many infections they had during surgeries and these things, and they have to publish it and put it on their web pages
so the patients know how well they did or how badly they did.
Right, before you select your hospital as a patient, you can check the quality reports and see which hospital has some quality issues and which hospital didn't have so many quality issues.
Can you choose your doctor like that too?
Yes. You're free to choose.
Does everybody in Germany have access to a general practitioner?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
No one's looking for a doctor?
No.
All right, it's quite amazing. No shortage. What are they doing right that we're not doing right? And why can't we send the health minister to Germany for a couple of weeks on an all-expense-paid trip? And if anything happens, then we don't have to worry. The healthcare system would take care of him if he should fall entering a store. 514-790-0991, Star Talk. A very interesting, a challenging question from Brian. Just came in via text message. We'll share that with you. We'll get the answer to that question. That's coming up. In studio with us, German health economist Frederick Roeder talking to us about the latest study from the Montreal Economic Institute. During the break, he was telling me that in his hometown of Göttingen, a huge town, 100,000 people, that's all it is, they have five hospitals for a town of 100,000. 514-790-0991, Star Talk. Text your comment to 514-800. This is a nun here from Africa. First time in Canada. Fell on the ice, broke her hip. Is now paying $4,000 a day for hospital care. I'm moving to Germany, she says. But I want to ask you this. This is from Brian. He says, does nothing to relieve the financial burden on the public system, and the private hospital would soon be swamped just like the public ones. What do you think about that? You know, so he's saying that there'd still be a financial burden on the public system. I don't understand what he says. They'd still be getting money, right? If the hospital, public hospital did well, they'd still get money. And he said the private hospital would be swamped. Are there more people in the private hospitals in Germany than the public ones?
It's about 50-50. And the public hospitals actually also got much better the moment the private hospitals started operating in Germany, because the public hospitals had to compete with the private ones, so they had to improve their quality and their services.
Okay, let's go to our next caller, Stan. Good morning. Yes, Stan, do you have a question? Not there. Brian calling from the South Shore. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. Great show, great topic. Now, Tommy, over the we'll say decades, I'm sure we had many ministers going around the world checking out how other systems are run more efficiently. In your opinion, Tommy, do you think there's any corruption here amongst politicians and bureaucrats?
No, of course not. The corruption in Quebec, how could you even suggest such a thing? Stan on the line. Stan's next. Stan, good morning. Not there. 514-790-0991. Juliet from NDG. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Tommy. I just wanted to ask the good doctor, do the patients have...
He's not a doctor, he's an economist. Yes?
Well, this gentleman, and welcome to Canada. I'd like to ask you, do the patients have to pay up front first and then collect from the government afterwards for their treatments?
No, that's not the case. The public health insurance director takes care of this.
So they walk in with their health care card?
Right.
Not a credit card.
I mean, most people don't even have the liquidity to pay 5 or 10,000 euros for a treatment upfront. I mean, that's not possible, and it's not practical. I mean,
so they're not paying for it. It's the government that's paying for
right.
it.
Right.
Okay. 514-900-0991. This is Tony said the problem is that there are more bureaucrats than doctors. It's like a restaurant having more managers than waitresses. When did Germany start this healthcare system? How long did it take to put it in place?
So the structure of this system is actually older than 20 years, but the reimbursement system we were talking earlier, that the money follows the patient, was introduced about 8 years ago. And since then we saw much higher diversity of the health, the hospital landscape, and high efficiency gains. So to say what efficiency gains means is that we have between 3% and 5% efficiency gains due to more private hospitals. And if you say 3% efficiency gain in Germany, means that you can treat 500,000 more patients with the same money per year.
Half a million more patients. You know what? I know you're going back to Germany, but you can expect a call from us. We're probably going to call Collect to have you on again. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in. Health economist Frederick Roeder. You're listening to Tommy Schnurmacher on CJAB.